It's Saturday, and plenty of folks in Wrangell are at the harbor, ready to get off the island for a bit.
You're going on a trip today.
I am, going to Point Baker. Oh. See my dad, yeah.
That's Andy Hoyt.
But it's the first time I've had it in the water this year, so I'm just going to kind of burn around out in front here for a little bit, let it get warm, make sure nothing's wrong, and then I'll head.
A young couple and their friend are right behind Hoyt in a handmade river scow. They're going up the Stikeen River to see some wildlife, check out the tubs.
Have a good trip!
All right, you too!
Bye!
Catch some fish!
Catch some fish?
Yeah,
we're going to catch a buzz!
And catch a buzz.
Could catch something, huh? Too funny. Yeah, I wish there was derby going on right now, especially this weekend.
This is the second year Wrangell has not had its King Salmon Derby. After 64 years, it was canceled when record low returns to Southeast major rivers caused the state to impose deep restrictions on all harvest, not just sport fishing. So Wrangell residents are finding other reasons to go for a boat ride or just be outside.
But now there's nothing to fish, so people just got to go boating. But I didn't want to just go out running around.
Sean Curley and I are driving around town. He's not bothering to put his boat in the water. He grew up fishing creeks down south, wherever he could. He came to Wrangell to attend his sister's wedding and never left. That was 23 years ago, and Curley has long since acquired the taste for king salmon.
And right now, Saturday, be second week of the Derby. As flat calm as it is, there'd be so many boats out right now, coming and going. Instead, there's no one out there fishing at all. Just that blue heron right there, he's fishing.
While Curley may sound like the Grinch, he's not disgruntled by the folks in Whoville managing to have fun this summer. He's had an event that he loves stolen from him, and he can't forget it.
It's kind of like Christmas morning coming and going, and then there's no Christmas, there's no presents, there's no tree. It just like came and went.
Catching a king salmon, which can run anywhere from 20 to 50 pounds, is a thrill. There's really no substitute. Wrangell found out the hard way when it tried an alternative, a coho derby.
So obviously we saw a large decrease in participation between the two derbies.
Alicia Holder is the director of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, which sponsors the event, with help from Curley and other volunteers. Last year's coho derby was held over 4 weekends and saw none of that Christmas morning energy Curley talks about. Ticket sales confirmed this. The last King Derby brought in $22,000. The coho derby made a quarter of that. Holder doesn't think the coho derby will ever be as big, but it's important to keep the event alive. She says it's for her clients, the local businesses.
Because we want to see people getting out and spending money in Wrangell. We want that revenue for our local businesses. It's really important, and it makes a big difference.
Jeff Angerman agrees.
We're missing our derby, no doubt about it.
He runs Angerman's, a local store for fishing gear and attire that he and his wife have owned for 20 years. Like most merchants, Angerman has a pulse on the town as a business owner and lifelong resident.
You know, if you were to start adding up plane tickets and boats and motors and fuel, groceries, and of course, in our instance, fishing tackle, I'm sure the derby probably generates into the seven figures in our town in just the 30 days that it's operating. So that's a big hit for our little town.
A big hit for businesses and for the vibe in town. Every day, the top contenders are announced on the radio. Couples and families make plans to get out on the water as much as possible. Curley says he'd spend 14 hours fishing in a single day, easily.
My only goal in life was to win the Derby. I didn't want to change the world or raise any kids or cure cancer. I just wanted to win the frickin' Derby one time.
And he's almost had it. But in an event that lasts a full month, there's no such thing as a secure lead. But without a win, he still planned to make his mark on the tradition. When he dies, he wants his remains placed at Babbler Point on opening day of the Wrangell King Salmon Derby.
And then they dump my ashes and everyone can shoot guns and bark at the moon, and then they all go off fishing for the rest of the day, and that's where I would be. So I don't know what I'm going to do now. I need to write me a new will.
Curly doesn't want to give up on his favorite fishing hole as his final resting place. But he says if there's no opening day of the free-for-all competition, then it's just an ordinary day at Babbler Point. Reporting for AKN Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.